Hello, Rick.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry about that.
It thought it was two different calls and wouldn't let the first one go, so I even tried to merge it.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, no worries. I'm glad I get you back. I left you a voicemail, so no worries. You can kind of disregard that. So
yeah,
awesome.
I saw that come up too. But nice. Yeah, while you were sending me the voicemail, I was still trying to figure out how to either drop one call or merge the two together because the numbers are identical. Excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine.
I've been losing my voice over the last couple of days, and the longer the day goes on, the worse it gets.
No worries.
We're back. All right.
Awesome.
So
let me go ahead and finish
this.
Just going to outline the service agreement, everything we're including with the program, and just give you a kind of rundown of the services. So I'm going to go to read this off here now, and then just to make sure your last name, because it kind of unsaved when I kind of discontinued the package here or discontinued the exit out of the account, but it's B-U-R-H-M-A-N-N, right?
No, B-U-H-R.
B-U-H-R, got it. Thank you. Just want to make sure.
You pronounced it. When you read it back to me, you said it correctly, but somehow.
It's just kind of, If I didn't click, like, update, it'll just kind of erase out. So I just wanted to make sure. I know I had it almost correct, so awesome. Thank you. And then let me go to read this here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. So, yeah, it states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Chattanooga Landscape Pros.
Thank you. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Rick Berman, owner, operator.
Thank you, Rick. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
No worries, I can't explain it. totally fine. No, absolutely. So basically what it means is if anybody calls you and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, Facebook, directory submissions, if you hear anything that sounds similar, build your website and link it to the ads, just give us a call before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, last part. Sorry to make it so off. Did you have a question?
No, I think you've covered it really well.
Nice. Awesome. Now I'm just going to read the last part here. So it says, I'm going to grab the paper. So it says, for the payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is February 22nd, 2024, and the discounted amount is just $449. Now, this will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 22nd, same discounted amount of just $449. Now, Rick, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the programming in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree and understand.
Awesome. And I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal campaign for you, so welcome to the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And next thing I will do here is just a client interview with the technician. And again, they're just going to cover content. We're also creating an ad campaign. We're locking in the site. So, you know, we want to gather information about, you know, your experience, your, you know, a little bit about your bio, maybe photos and content, and represent you properly across the internet. And I'm going to just open up the technician calendar, check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule so we can finish up that technician phone call for you, okay?
Okay.
And they're really nice, really smart. Of course, we don't expect you to know about analytics and zip codes and how people are searching. You just say, hey, guys, I like these keywords. I want these photos. I want to run these ads. And then we'll make sure to cross the T's and dot the I's for you, okay? And let's see here. Looks like I want to make sure with you. But it looks like I do have a time here. Looks like, tomorrow. Looks like tomorrow. And between 11 and 12. In the morning, would that be a good time to call you tomorrow?
No.
We do have later afternoon times. I don't know if it kind of works better in the afternoon or.
Yeah, well, if things are so, gosh, in expect.
We'll just see. Yeah, just let me know whatever best fits you. I mean, I could kind of let you know if we have availability. You're pretty much wide open for most of the hours tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So just, yeah, let me know.
What's today? It's Thursday the 22nd, so we got Thursday already. I guess we could try. I know you said availability is important, and especially in the beginning. I get it, but things are just really busy right now.
No problem. We could also put it to Monday if it kind of is easier for you on Monday. But the latest time we do have is in between 5 and 6 in the afternoon. I don't know if that's a little better for you.
It is a little better. You know, as the days get longer, it may not matter, but at least right now, 5 and 6.
We also have 6 and 7 because you're Eastern Standard Time. So 6 and 7
yeah.
would work a little better for you?
Yeah, the later the better, to be honest. So, yeah, because that's getting closer to when when I can actually sit down and talk to somebody and or upload stuff. Speaking of which, when a technician does reach out to me, if I need to upload anything, is there a way to upload it to some sort of queue or page and that they can access it rather than me having to do it right away?
There's through our dashboard. You can actually
upload
photos.
So I could create a folder. Like, let's say, here's what crossed my mind was, let's say I go through and I start picking out photos. And then I find, let's say a dozen or so photos that I think would look good. So if there's a way I could upload those into some sort of folder and then your technician comes along and goes, oh, there they are. Okay, great. Is that okay?
It is a possibility. Yeah. We also could accept the photos via text, via email, through the dashboard. So whatever makes it easier for you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, send as many as you like. If there's a photo that they need to open up via email and kind of access that, they're more than capable to do that. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. And let me go ahead and put you in here. So between 6 and 7, we'll call you here tomorrow evening. And it shouldn't take no more than an hour, usually about 20, 30, 45 minutes at the max. But we just block out an hour window just in case of any questions that you have for your programming, okay?
The number that they'll be calling from, is it a number that you guys have already called me on?
Yes. Yeah, it's always going to be the 877-635 number.
That's the number that's showing up. I've got a number saved.
Oh, no worries. And then you'll probably get it in a – let me know if you get your welcome text and a welcome email.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there is a 877-635 number. I'll save that one to my – I saved the other one to my directory while I was talking, but – if I save this number, what will happen then is I'll recognize it and I won't.
Sure.
Oftentimes I'll let things, if I think it's a spam call, I'll let it go to voicemail and then I'll follow back up with it. But in this case, we don't have to worry about it. I'll just copy paste it in there.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Save our number. That's always going to be the number we're going to call you from. The client interview tomorrow would be under that number also. And, absolutely. That's our direct office line. Another thing that you'll have also, Rick, as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a certain secretary or a certain some person in your company that wants to call in to make a change to your ads or switch over photos, we're always going to ask a security question just to make sure that, that they have access to make that change. But as far as the security question options, we do have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use?
I guess the city I was born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Tacoma.
Excellent. And, if you ever have anybody call in or, somebody, within your company that wants to make a change, just make sure they know the answer to the security question or else they wouldn't have access to make changes or anything like that. So thank you, sir. And, perfect. And then just to make sure, you already said you got the welcome text, but there's also a live link on one of the text messages where it just says, Ricky, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent everything in writing to your email. And it'll ask you to click here and view your subscription terms. So absolutely. Whenever you get a chance, you can kind of open up that page. I'm going to send it to you right now in a brand new message. You can kind of get it fresh. And it just kind of has everything we're including, that rate. It's not a promo price for just a year or 6 months. It's always locked in for that platinum package. It's just $449 for your programming also, okay? And let me know if you have it open. I could kind of walk you through it.
Yeah, I just, I got the text message. I was actually going to the email link to look at that. Which one should I go to first? The email link or the text?
It's the same thing. They're both the same.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So I went over to my email just to see what it was going to look like via email. So hold on a minute. So I see the under my email, I see welcome to a local splash. So actually, I got two of them from you.
Mm-hmm.
12:22 and then 12:25. Actually, three.
It'll be the
action needed, pictures needed. Wow, that was fast. So yeah, 12:22 says initial invoice. All right, now back out of that.
That invoice should have that link at the top. So it should be a link right above the invoice.
Yeah.
So that's the terms and conditions link. So yeah. It's,
okay. Is that what you want to go to, or are we going to something different?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same. Yeah, it's just your terms and conditions. So, yeah, if you're there, yeah, absolutely click on it. And then it'll just take you to a new page. At the top, it's going to be a header. It's going to say local/terms of experience, I believe. And then to the left, you're going to see a services when you click on the link, right?
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
I think I got ahead of you.
Yeah, you're fine. And that's perfect. And this kind of has all the lists of services. Mm-hmm.
So I clicked on the link that was in the second email that you sent me, local/Google verification, is what it's saying.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and send over. That's a different link. That's in regards to, like, getting you verified and what they need.
So just exit out that for now, for the time being?
Yeah, exit out that one for now. I'm going to send over just the text, so maybe you can just click on the link, but let me just kind of send that to you here. Sometimes it's kind of easier. But let me know if you get a text that's going to say, Ricky, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Just now, yeah. Let me get out of my email then.
Yeah, no worries. And then under that, it'll just say, we sent a copy of your invoice to your email on file. And then it says, please click here. So then you'll see a quick little blue hyperlink, I believe.
All right. So clicking on the text message that you just sent me, I see your banner up at the top, and then it says local/terms of experience.
Excellent. Yeah, that's it. You're in. And then you can see to the left services. And then you scroll down, you can see a list of services that we're including, we're bundling in. You can see your pricing.
Let me click on I agree to receive SMS messages, and I certify that I'm authorized holder.
Absolutely.
Click on those.
Yeah, click on those, and then there's a section where it asks you to sign. And just to make sure, it does have your first and last name correct, right, just to double check?
Yeah, hold on. A lot of scrolling under this top page here.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, that's terms and conditions. Then the second page is I agree. It's got my phone number. Name, Ricky Berman, to agree, please electronically sign. So click here. Okay. So just.
And then once you confirm, let me know. It's going to take you to username and password page, and I can kind of walk you through what that is. And it's really case-sensitive, so if the R is capitalized and the B, it has to be capitalized also. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, as soon as I hit the signature thing, it took me to a big page that says username and password.
Awesome. So that's for your tracking and reporting dashboards. So as Google Channel Partners, we have to provide you with a dashboard that kind of gives you analytics, lets you see the clicks, conversion, allows you to make changes, right, send photos. So you don't have to create a username or password. Come tomorrow, once we finish up the client interview, we're going to provide you with the credentials. So you can kind of exit out and disregard that page. You won't need that till tomorrow. And what I'll send you is just an example of how the dashboard looks. Really nice added tools. So you can kind of check out that example in the meanwhile, okay?
But when I exit out, it takes me back to the signature page.
Oh, okay.
If I backspace, is there another way to exit out of this without backspacing?
You might just be able to close it out. It's just like an internet window. So if you just kind of close it out like an internet window, it should exit all of them out. But, yeah.
Maybe, I see, yeah. Maybe it might work. All right. you know, a bunch of tabs open and then, you know, head open.
Yeah, no worries.
I figured out a minute.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, and absolutely, yeah. If you have any photos, any content, you know, have them ready. Even if you have some afterwards, we're still going to accept them. You can send them via text, email, or through the dashboard, and we'll upload them just to have them published for your marketing, okay?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to get on that for another day or so.
That's fine. Whenever you're free, I know you're busy as a, you know, business owner, so absolutely. Even if you need to reschedule when we call you here tomorrow, just let us know. We can always reschedule for whatever time best fits your, you know, your schedule. I know you might get caught up with something, so you never really know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where do you want me to go next?
Other than that, yeah, we're all squared away. I'm going to send over that example of the dashboard to you in a text. And just be responsive here tomorrow between 6 and 7 so we can finish up that technician call. It shouldn't take no more than an hour, but it's a really important phone call just to kind of get the ads created, build the website, you know, start targeting those areas and just kind of cross the T's and dot the I's, okay?
I'll try to get some pictures together.
Whatever you can, yeah. I mean, if you find some over the weekend, you want to send it over the weekend or Monday, yeah, you could always make changes, adjustments. Like I mentioned, they're always included with your programming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, welcome again to the Local Splash family. I know you're going to love it. It's going to be me and the technician who's going to call you here tomorrow in between 6 and 7 so we can kind of get everything done for you, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Have a great day, and thank you again for choosing our company. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Andy.
You got it. You're welcome. Bye-bye.